Major Reed was gentle with him. Sorry. An appealing theory not backed up by facts. You and I are not permitted to vote as long as we remain in the service, nor is it verifiable that military discipline makes a man self-disciplined once he is out. The crime rate of veterans is much like that of civilians. And you have forgotten that in peacetime, most veterans come from non-combatant auxiliary services and have not been subjected to the full rigors of military discipline. They have merely been harried, overworked, and endangered. Yet their votes count. Major Reed smiled. Mr. Solomon, I handed you a trick question. The practical reason for continuing our system is the same as the practical reason for continuing anything. It works satisfactorily. Nevertheless, it is instructive to observe the details. Throughout history, men have labored to place the sovereign franchise in hands that would guard it well and use it wisely, for the benefit of all. An early attempt was absolute monarchy, passionately defended as the divine right of kings. Sometimes attempts were made to select a wise monarch, rather than leave it up to God, as when the Swedes picked a Frenchman, General Bernadotte, to rule them. The objection to this is that the supply of Bernadottes is limited. Historic examples ranged from absolute monarch to utter anarch. Mankind has tried thousands of ways, and many more have been proposed, some weird in the extreme, such as the ant-like communism urged by Plato under the misleading title The Republic. But the intent has always been moralistic, to provide stable and benevolent government. All systems seek to achieve this by limiting franchise to those who are believed to have the wisdom to use it justly. I repeat, all systems, even the so-called unlimited democracies, excluded from franchise not less than one quarter of their populations, by age, birth, poll tax, criminal record, or other. Major Reed smiled cynically. I have never been able to see how a 30-year-old moron can vote more wisely than a 15-year-old genius. But that was the age of the divine right of the common man. Never mind. They paid for their folly. The sovereign franchise has been bestowed by all sorts of rules. Place of birth, family of birth, race, sex, property, education, age, religion, etc. All these systems worked, and none of them well. All were regarded as tyrannical by many. All eventually collapsed or were overthrown.